be touting about actually going to be numbers like nobody's ever heard before. It's mostly to do with AI. We have tremendous investments being made, literally trillions of dollars of investments being made in our country on AI, artificial intelligence. I don't know if the word artificial is a good word, but that's the word. That's what they've chosen. So I think we're going to have a very successful trip. We had a good call with the Texas congressman this morning, as you probably heard, and that went very well. And do you have any questions? Yeah. Very slight. Essentially, they were exactly as anticipated. Very low inflation. So what you should do is lower the rate. The Fed should lower the rate immediately. We had a big win with the Supreme Court on the Department of Education. We want to bring education back to the states, take the federal government out of it. A little tiny bit of supervision, but very little, almost nothing. Like to make sure they speak English. That's about all we need.
Mr. President, but, what do you believe you're doing? Might be in a struggling, failing school right now. What do you tell that?
Well, we have school choice, and we're getting school choice approved all over the country. We just got it done in Texas, and school choice is the answer. Yes, I still. Well, at the end of 50 days, if we don't have a deal, it's going to be too bad. Well, the tariffs are going to go on and other sanctions go on. No, he shouldn't target Moscow. No, we're not looking to do that.
Mr. President, why are you giving Mr. Putin 50 additional days to prosecute this war against him?
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long, and it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
Mr. President,
you should have asked that same question to Biden. Why did he get us into this war? You should ask that question. Yeah, and what did he tell you? Why did he get us into this war? You know why he got us in? Because he's a dummy, that's why, and you don't cover it right. But you should be asking that question to Biden. Why did he get us into this war? Because he's incompetent. It would have never happened if I were president. So we made a deal with Indonesia. I spoke to their really great president, very popular, very strong, smart. And we made the deal. We have full access to Indonesia, everything. As you know, Indonesia is very strong on copper. But we have full access to everything. We will pay no tariffs. So they are giving us access into Indonesia, which we never had. That's probably the biggest part of the deal. And the other part is they are going to pay 19%, and we are going to pay nothing. I think it's a good deal for both parties. But we will have full access into Indonesia. And we have a couple of those deals that are going to be announced. India basically is working along that same line. We're going to have access into India. And you have to understand, we had no access into any of these countries. Our people couldn't go in. And now we're getting access because of what we're doing with the tariffs. So they're paying 19%, and we are not paying anything. And they're going to give us full access into Indonesia. Now, Indonesia has some great product, and they also have some very valuable earths and various other materials. One of the things, as you know, they're known for is very high quality copper, which we'll be using.
Mr. President, do you believe your tariffs might have led for inflation to increase last month? Do you think they had any role?
Well, we had very little inflation. I don't know. Who do you work for?
USA Today.
What?
USA Today.
Oh, well, they wrote me a beautiful article the other day, so I can't get angry at you. USA Today just wrote a very good article about me. What's that all about? So I can't get angry at you. No, there was very little inflation, as you know. The numbers were very good, very much inside the margin. So we've had no inflation. All we have is we're making a fortune. We are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. You saw we had a surplus of $25 billion last month, which we haven't had in many, many years.
Can I clarify?
We are doing it because I'm able to do it. Nobody else would be able to do it. We have tariffs going on because we want tariffs and we want the money coming into the United States. But more important than the money, there's two aspects of tariff. There's the money, which comes in. The other aspect is that rather than paying the tariffs, the country or the company will build in the United States, make their product in the United States, and that creates jobs. And I would say of the two, probably the more important to me is that. Yeah.
Are you on Ukraine's side now?
No, I'm on nobody's side. I want to, you know what the side I'm on? Humanity's side. I want to stop the killing of thousands of people a week. I want to stop the killing. I want the killing to stop in the Ukraine-Russia war. That's the side I'm on. The Attorney General's handled that very well. She's really done a very good job. And I think that when you look at it, you'll understand that. I would like to see that also. But I think the Attorney General, the credibility is very important. And you want credible evidence for something like that. And I think the Attorney General has handled it very well. On what? On what subject? Okay. A very, very quick briefing, yeah. No, she's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
How many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
And then what if California, New York, and Illinois and other
states? Yeah, well, that's okay, too. But five. I think we get five. And there could be some other states. We're going to get another three or four or five in addition. Texas would be the biggest one, and that'll be fine. No, just a very simple redrawing. We pick up five seats. But we have a couple of other states where we'll pick up seats also.
When was the last time you spoke with him?
Well, when he was in my office.
What did you tell him when he was in your office?
I told him he's doing a very bad job. He's way late. That's why I call him too late. Jerome Powell is too late. He's way late. Interest rates should be coming down. We have a very, very successful country. We should have the lowest interest rate anywhere in the world, and we don't. Jerome Powell has done a terrible job, and frankly, I don't think he could do a worse job. He's called everything wrong. So they had a report come out the other day, 71 different economists, and me. You know who is right? Me. Did you know that? I was right.
I did know, Mr. President. Are you going to appoint Mr. Powell to another term as Fed chair?
You must be kidding. You must be kidding. That's a funny one coming. You had to waste a question like it. No, we are talking to the EU, and we're making progress. But look, you know, we already have a deal with the EU. It's called the letter that was sent out. I think it was 30%. That's the EU. But we, at the same time, we are talking to them. No. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. President, the reaction to Andrew Cuomo saying in the New York City mayor's race. Andrew Cuomo staying in the New York City mayor's race.
I think he should stay. I think he has a shot.
Would you prefer him over...
Well, I don't want to say. You know, I'm a Republican. He's a Democrat or an independent. No, I think Andrew would have a good shot of winning. He's got to run a tough campaign. He's running against the communists. I would think that he would have a good shot of winning. Steve, go ahead. We're going to be meeting with the British Prime Minister, very respected, and we are going to have a meeting with him probably in Aberdeen, and we're going to do a lot of different things, and we're going to also refine the trade deal that we've made. So we'll be meeting mostly with the, at probably one of my properties, or maybe not, depending on what happens, but we'll be in Aberdeen in Scotland, meeting with the Prime Minister.
Do you have a message for the EU? Mr. President, do you have a message for the EU if they retaliate to your tariffs?
Well, I don't know how they can retaliate. You know, they've made a lot of money. They've treated us very badly, but now they're treating us very nicely. And I think we'll end up, I think everybody's going to be happy with the EU. Not a plan. I would do it. I have a lot of respect. I really like his brother. His brother is a major, serious Trumper. You know that. He's MAGA all the way. I like the Pope's brother, and I think I'd like the Pope. But the Pope's brother lives in Florida. I met him, and he is MAGA. He's got MAGA signs all over the house. He likes Trump, and I like him. How about you? Well, we're going to see what happens with President Putin. So far, I've been very disappointed with President Putin. I've solved a lot of wars in the last 3 months, but I haven't gotten this one yet. This is a Biden war. It's not a Trump war. I'm here to try and get us out of that mess. Any messages for what? Yeah, go ahead. Do I have a what? For the people of Brazil?
Yes.
Are you from Brazil? He's going to trial now, right?
Yes.
When is that trial starting? When is the trial for Bolsonaro starting? When is it? How is it going?
Now they are asking him to find him guilty.
But they haven't found him guilty, have they?
But what you saying, sir?
But have they found him guilty? No.
Look,
here's President Bolsonaro is a good man. I've gotten to know a lot of prime ministers and presidents and kings and queens. And I know him, and I'm pretty good at this. President Bolsonaro is not a dishonest man. He loves the people of Brazil. He fought hard for the people of Brazil. He negotiated trade deals against me for the people of Brazil. And he was very tough. And he was tough because he wanted to do a good deal for his country. He was not a dishonest man. And I believe it's a witch hunt, and it shouldn't be happening. And it's not that I know him that, look, he's not like a friend of mine. He's somebody that I know. And I know him as a representative of millions of people, Brazilians. They're great people. And he loves the country, and he fought hard for those people, and they want to put him in jail. And I think that's a witch hunt, and I think it's very unfortunate. And nobody's happy with what Brazil is doing, because Bolsonaro was a respected president. Very respected.
You say that you want Adam Schiff brought to justice.
I would love to see him brought to justice.
Is that Dale?
I think, I'll tell you what, I think Adam Schiff is one of the lowest of the low. I would love to see him brought to justice. He is a dishonest, crooked guy. I don't know about the individual charge, if that even happens. But Adam Schiff is a serious lowlife.
And tomorrow morning here in Washington, AOC is hosting Zohran Mamdani for breakfast. Are you invited?
I'd love to be. I'd really love to go. I mean, I look forward to meeting them both. I know them both very well through what I read and through what I see. Look, he's a communist. I don't think our country is ready for a communist, but we're going to see. And I don't think that race is over yet either. You do have a couple of people running against, and it'll be an interesting thing. Things are coming out about him which aren't good. And, you know, AOC, look, I think she's very nice, but she's very low IQ. And we really don't need low IQ. Between her and Crockett, we're going to give them both an IQ test to see who comes out best. Now, I took my test, I took a real test at Walter Reed Medical Center, and I aced it. I got every one of all those questions right. Now it's time for them to take a test. Anyway, have a good time. I like Dan Bongino, yeah.